All right. Welcome to the Hot Coffee Roundtable Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Zwilling from Howard Hand Real Estate Services. And today I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about buyers and sellers in today's market and some of the thought processes and some of the myths that are behind what's going on in the market today. My question to you is this. There are people that are buyers right now that are sitting on the sidelines and they are waiting for the interest rates to go back down to pre-pandemic 2.75 to 3% to 3.25% interest rates. And that's when they decide that they're going to get back in the game. That's when they decide that they're going to get back and buy real estate. My question to you is, what if that 3% never comes back? What if now at 6.5% to 7% is the lowest rate that we're going to see in a decade? Would you be ready to buy now? And I think a lot of people don't see it that way. I think they want to go back to the old ways. And if you know anything about the world that we live in, sometimes it never goes back to the old ways. I know a lot of times we search, hey, remember the time when, you know, we went here and this place, it's not there anymore. It's gone. We've moved on. Well, interest rates, I think, are kind of in that same ballpark. Are we ever going to see 3% again? And my answer is probably not. Now, that's not to say that we're going to see a reduction, but I say to a lot of buyers right now, hey, this might be the best time to buy. Rates may still keep continuing to climb. And if by chance the rates do go back down, you have a great chance to refinance on your home. A lot of people are going to wait. And procrastination and waiting for something to happen that may never happen is probably not sound advice. So when someone asks me, hey, is it a great time to buy or sell? I often tell them yes, because again, the rates are higher than they were, but they could even go higher. So this might be the best rate that you're going to see in the next 10 years. And if it goes the other way, awesome. Great for everybody. But there are too many people waiting on the sidelines that want to buy a home. And we hear often, many times, that there's no inventory, there's no houses, and if I sell my house very quickly, how am I going to move? And I think there's a lot of different strategies that you can use to buy a home in today's market. Because people are buying and selling homes every day. We have a thing called the hot sheet in our multiple listing system. And every day, at the end of the day, I look at it and I kind of assess where people are. And there are homes that are being sold every single day. Beautiful homes, great homes, not so great homes. So it's happening. Do you want to be part of that? And if you do want to be part of that, there's some things that you have to do. Number one, find out your buying power. Talk to a mortgage professional. A good real estate agent's going to have 1, 2, 3, 10 mortgage people that they could tell you to talk to. Because again, knowing your buying power, knowing exactly where you stand, even if you have a home, is paramount. And I tell people this all the time. Your home might be worth X amount of dollars. Excuse me. And this is where, you know, we're hoping to end up selling your home. But we need to know what you can buy outside of that. So again, finding out your buying power, even if we factor in what the home could potentially sell for, and we can do a range, is going to help you. In this market right now, buying a home first is tough because, again, you become contingent. Okay. And I often ask clients, hey, do you have any place to live? Do you have any family members that you can live with? Can you, I know worst case scenario, move into an apartment? Can you rent a storage unit? Can you get a pod? Can you get some things to put your stuff? And a lot of people obviously don't want to do that. That's a worst case scenario, to move in with mom and dad or your sister or brother. But it's a strong reality. Because again, you want to sell your home. And again, selling your home is going to be easier than buying a home at this point. And again, one of the biggest myths that's out there is that, you know, your home could look like anything and you could throw any price on there and you'll get the price. And I don't think that's true. A bad house is a bad house. A house that doesn't have good bones, good mechanics, if it's a mess, if it smells bad, it's got foundation issues, the roof is bad, you're going to have your struggles. But people are listening to the noise that's in the marketplace saying, oh, you can get top dollar. Sure, you can get top dollar, but you have to have a good product to sell. Yes, we're seeing multiple offers, 10, 20, 30 offers. But you have to ask yourself the question why we're getting 10, 20, 30 offers. Is the home priced correctly? Did the agent put the home on the market well below market value to create a frenzy in the market to create so many people looking at this house? Because again, we see that often. So was it 30 offers or was it 10 offers that were where they should have been and 20 other offers that were just noise? And I say noise because again, these people never had an opportunity to really buy the home. It happens more than you think. Real estate agents that don't want to do their due diligence, don't want to do the comp work, the comparables, they just slap a low price on there and the market explodes. The market's like, oh my God, this house is so underpriced. We need to get in there. And an inexperienced agent or a lazy agent is going to not do their due diligence to find out what the home really should be priced. Now, I tell clients all the time, and I know it's a hard thing because, again, clients don't want to hear this. But I tell them, hey, this home that's on the market for $250,000 really is a $300,000 to $325,000 home to start with. Why they put it at, you know, $250,000 was to basically create a lot of noise and to create a buzz. And they did. So the $250,000 buyer, or even up to the $300,000 buyer, it's like, wow, this is a great opportunity. It's $250,000. I'm going to go $300,000. I am going to go all in. They put the offer in and they're not even in the ballpark. Why? Because the home should have started at $300,000 to $325,000 to get go. So now someone's putting an offer in at $350,000. $375,000. And as ridiculous as that may sound, that's what's happening. So that buyer that went $50,000 over asking price, you have to ask yourself the question, was that $250,000 asking price realistic? And a good real estate agent is going to be able to kind of price that house out. But got realtors writing offers every day, 10 offers, you know, 5 offers, and they're frustrated. And the buyers that they have are even frustrated. They're like, oh, you know, I've put in so many offers on so many homes. I'm so emotionally drained. Ask your realtor, is this home priced correctly, in their opinion? Because then the buyer's agent has to do some research. He's got to do, or she has to do some research and some recon to see where this home really should be. You'd be surprised how many realtors miss the mark. There are people right now that are foregoing home inspections, radon tests, anything. They're just writing an offer saying, here, take my money and let's go. A year into owning the home, they're calling their realtor saying, oh, this home's got all kinds of problems we didn't know about. Realtor says, well, you know, when we were getting ready to write an offer, you said you didn't want to do a home inspection. You didn't want to do a radon test. You wanted to buy the house as is. So basically, you know, here we are. And a lot of buyers are turning around to real estate agents saying, well, you should have told me. And my answer to a lot of clients is, hey, listen, I told you the pros and the cons of doing a home inspection. And some of it, you know, people say, well, what's a pro of doing a home inspection? Well, you have an unobjective view of somebody coming in and looking at the house for what the house is. They don't love it. They don't They don't see their furniture in there. They're not moving in. They're not buying it. They are just another third party that's coming in and giving you an opinion. And they're showing you the home for what it is. If the roof is old, but it still has life on it, it'll tell you. If the mechanics in the home are old, but still have life, they'll tell you. If it's at the end of its life cycle, of its manufactured cycle, it'll tell you that. Gives you a couple hours to be back in the home to kind of relook at the home and reassess it. Now, sure, between $300 to $600, you're going to have a home inspection. And in that time, you may realize that this is not the right home for you. But again, it's you doing your due diligence. Now, the cons of doing a home inspection these days in a multiple offer situation is there are people that are going to come in with no home inspection. And if I'm a seller right now, I want no home inspection. There's no question. Not that there's anything wrong with my home or potentially wrong with my home, but again, it just leaves one step in the process of them finding something that may disqualify the deal. Now, home inspections are not pass or fail. They are just informative, showing you things, teaching you things. But again, if you don't have one, you go right to application stage, unless you're paying cash. And a lot of people are doing that, but then they're having buyer's remorse. I'm not here to sit here and tell you that every home has to have a home inspection, because there are some homes that are out there that are phenomenally taken care of. They have new mechanics, they have a new roof. I mean, basically the home is new, but it's got some bad rugs and some bad paint colors. And you can kind of assess the home saying, look, worst case scenario, the foundation, I can see the walls in the basement. They look great. There's no leaks. It doesn't smell wet. Not to say that there couldn't be something wrong, because again, we're not contractors, but from the smell test, the sniff test, the vision test, everything seems to be right. But if I miss something, what's the worst possible scenario? And you have to walk around that way. I've had buyers come in with contractors. And again, sellers don't like contractors sniffing around the home, just kind of making assessments. If you do a home inspection at a showing, like a real quick one, it's not good. You have to ask for permission. But creative ways are happening for buyers and sellers these days. The market is different. But here's another thing I want you to look at. If you aren't in the game at all, you want to buy a home, but you're like, oh, I want to wait for the interest rates to go down. And, you know, I want there to be less, you know, multiple offer situations. You have to ask yourself the question, is that ever going to change? Is this the norm right now? Is this what we're going to see every day? You're never going to get an offer accepted if you don't even try to put an offer in. And that's the thing that I want you to take away from today's podcast, is you got to be in it to win it. I know it sounds cliche. I know it's, everybody says that. You know, there's no better time to buy or sell than right now. And it's true, because you don't know what the finances of the market's going to be tomorrow. Could be good, could be bad. But as of right now, now's the time to do it, because again, tomorrow's rate could be 2 points higher. Could be 2 points lower. But again, keep in the back of your mind that you can refinance on a loan if it becomes a significant reduction. There is a lot of things that you can do. And again, buyers today are a lot more savvy than buyers were back in the day. The internet is a great place. It's also a bad place. As I have friends that tell me all the time that stay off the internet. Stay off the internet. You just get out of there. It's a bad place. But if you look in the right areas and you do your homework, you can become pretty savvy on what home prices are going for in the neighborhood that you're looking at, on top of your realtor doing comparables and looking at things. It's one of those deals where it's a team effort. Between you and your realtor, you can come up with a great strategy to help buy a home. And it's to the point right now where, you know, they say land. They're not making any more of it. Okay, so get in while the getting's good. but there's also a criteria when you're getting into the game. And I say it's a game because it's a back and forth kind of do-si-do dance that you have buyers and sellers all the time. Ask yourself the question, how long are you expecting on living in your new home? And if the answer is, you know, maybe 2-3 years, then you want to be careful of how much money you overspend for your home. And I say overspend for your home because mostly everybody in a buyer's market right now is overspending. They're overspending. The question is by how much? Because again, in 3 years, you're going to want to sell your home and you're going to want to have some equity. You're hoping to get some equity. Now I have people that their jobs switch on a moment's notice and they're like, hey, can you sell my home again? And I'm like, listen, you overpaid for your home by $25,000, basically. And right now you're in a negative equity situation. So it's going to be very hard pressed for me to turn around 2 years later or 1 year later and make you some money. We'll do our best. And the market isn't the best time to do that. But we don't know if we're going to get that. So it's really one of those things that if you're going to live there for, you know, maybe 10 years, you're going to get some equity. You're going to build some stuff back in your home. You're going to maintain your home. You're going to make some fixes. You're going to make some changes. When you're ready to sell, you should make a buck. If you're going to live there, this is like, you know, you're up there in age and you're saying, hey, this is probably going to be the last home I buy. The next place I'm going to go is either with moving with family or assisted living or, you know, God knows, worst case scenario. But again, if this is your last home and you're going to overpay, what do you care? Because again, you're living there. You got the home that you want. You can settle in and you can live your life. But it's a question you have to ask yourself on that dynamic. You say, hey, how long do I'm expecting on living there? Because again, life comes at you quick. You don't know when something's going to happen. You don't know if you're going to get sick or, again, a job's going to take you somewhere. You meet somebody who's not from around here and you move out that way. You just don't know. So do some homework on yourself. If you or your partner or whoever you're going to make this move with, excuse me, whoever you're going to make this move with, make some questions, ask yourself some dialogues and say, what am I looking for? What do I need? What do I have to have? How long do I expect on living here? What's important to me? What's not important to me? You'd be very surprised how many people walk into a buyer consult with a realtor. And both people, if there's two people that are buying a home, are on totally different pages. And, oh, I didn't know you wanted a big kitchen. And, oh, you wanted a basement? Oh, I don't want a big backyard. I don't want to cut the grass. And this conversation happens right in front of the realtor. And the realtor's like, look, it obviously seems like you're not ready to make a decision because you guys are not on the same page. And there's no way for me to meet your expectations if I don't have that. Excuse me, my throat is very raw today. I don't know why. But it's that kind of situation. Get on the same page together before you sit down with your realtor. There's a lot of different things you can do. Don't be afraid not to get into the game and put some offers in. The worst case scenario would be that they say no. You don't get the home until they hand you the keys. It's not yours until you get the keys. So just keep putting those offers in. And again, be smart about the offers. Listen to your realtor. Because again, a realtor only gets paid when you buy or sell a home. Everything else is just, you know, work. And they don't get paid until they do that. So if a realtor is telling you this is not a good buy or this is not a good price to sell, you got to listen to your realtor because again, they only get paid if it's a success. And realtors write offers all the time. That's not the problem. So again, it's a good time to buy. It's a good time to sell. It's a good time to sit down with your realtor and talk to them about what's some good options. You might be surprised. That's all the time I have for today. Hope you like what you heard. Talk to you soon. See ya.